There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype into the show here at username LRN.FM. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And coming up, the latest on the Silk Road. The trial of Ross Ulbricht is expected to start tomorrow morning. Activists are already in Manhattan gearing up for what it will be a bright and early trial in Manhattan tomorrow at the district court, the federal district court, where Ross Ulbricht will be facing the rest of his life in prison, pretty much, for operating a website. And we will tell you more about that as we get the chance. Your calls come first here as we go back to the phones. In this case, we go to Skype, where Stephen is on the line in Texas. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hey, thanks. So I just wanted to inform your previous caller that generally there's primarily one kind of qualification in order to become a Mason, which is that generally you need to believe in God.
That's right.
Whatever form that is, whether you can be a Christian, an pantheist, generally sometimes an agnostic, you can kind of bleed through into there. And so in no way are you kind of anti-Christian. That viewpoint really isn't kind of like accepted or established in that moment, because it doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight or Republican or libertarian or Buddhist or Muslim. It's generally a place of harmony and brotherhood, which I think for a fraternity that's been along for a long time. And if you take a concept like this and flash back a few hundred years, that's pretty revolutionary thinking. And so, I don't know, I just thought I kind of caught.
Well, Stephen, so, I mean, you're talking as though you know a thing or two. Are you a Mason?
Yeah, no, I'm a 32nd degree Mason.
Are you allowed to say that? They're not going to come out and kill you for that, right?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Well, there is some sort of sworn secrecy oath, isn't there? Like, you can't talk about certain
You can't
stuff?
Talk about the handshake or something.
Well, have you guys ever been in, like, a college fraternity, maybe?
No.
I know there's
a community college.
I know there's secret societies out there, and I understand that, you know, just the very fact that you say that you're a secret society is going to drive a certain amount of people bat-ass insane.
Well, it's not a secret if you're saying it's a secret, right? Like, it's no longer a secret.
Masonry isn't a secret society at all.
It's no, that would be like the Illuminati. The Illuminati would be a secret society if they exist.
Well, there's the claim that Masons are a secret society because a lot of the things that happen within the organization are secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so therefore, it's
secrets.
A society with secrets.
Fair enough.
Ergo, secret society.
Okay. I don't know if I would call it a secret society, because in order for it to be a secret society, you probably wouldn't know about it.
Okay, so it's worth the distinction we've made. It's not worth spending a lot of time on that.
But tell me this. Okay, so the 32nd degree, is that the highest ranking?
33rd's the highest.
From my understanding, 33rd is the highest.
Okay.
And that's kind of like an honorary, like, you've put in perhaps, like, 40-plus years of service, and then you kind of have, like, an honorary, like, thank you.
How old are you? You don't sound particularly old, but sometimes.
No, I'm 27 years old.
So you can get to the 32nd level of Masonry by age 27. When did you start as a Mason?
Is it Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, no, I actually became a Mason 2 years ago.
Whoa.
So that's three. Yeah. So that's from degree 1 to 32 within 2 years.
But okay. Do you make you memorize, chants or something?
I mean, can you jump up blocks? Can you go from, like, 3rd to 30?
Do you have to, like, you know, break boards to be able to, like, you know, go up that fast?
So basically you have kind of like your first 3 degrees or when you learn about like the philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in the United States at least, it's different in other areas of the world. Unfortunately, in the United States, most of the time you go through degrees 4 through 32 in essentially, you know, a weekend.
It's wow.
Kind of like a festival. What? So there's no kind of like very long indoctrination process of becoming like a Satanist or what it seemed like your last caller was suggesting that. And from my experience, and you know, as you said, now I'm 27 years old. I've only been in the fraternity for 2 years. After I got out of grad school, I kind of wanted to have a fraternal like experience like I had in college, but you know, of more of an adult nature without the beer bongs and stuff like that.
Wait a second. There's no beer bongs?
Well, that's what I was going to ask next was, you know, what is the average? Obviously, I don't know. Obviously, there's stuff you can't tell us, but what can you tell us about your typical Masonic lodge, your meetings? You know, what transpires? I mean, you know, they sort of promote themselves as almost like a charitable group, but what do you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would summarize ourselves as twofold. One, like a service fraternity, which
like the Lions Club.
So, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. And then two, kind of just exposing members to a philosophy that's not really religious. It's kind of like generally here's a way to live and in harmony with mankind.
So it's kind of an esoteric philosophy, would you say?
There are some esoteric parts of it, which many of that stuff is on the internet, and so when people read that, I guess it could be easy to kind of like make it synonymous with a religion or something.
So I've heard that there's one of the initiations is that Masons have to simulate human sacrifice.
What?
Can you either confirm or deny this?
I can absolutely deny that. I have never done anything like that from the first to the 32nd degree.
Well, wait a second now. I mean, when you're talking about simulating human sacrifice, Christians do this in some cases every single week, right? Like there's the
blood and the body.
The blood and the body of Christ and that sort of thing. So in the form of a ritual, this could not be – it could be something so – far removed from human sacrifice so as not to look much like it. Like, I think this is grape juice and a cracker, but really it's human sacrifice, or vice versa.
Well, it depends on which sort of sects of Christianity you ask about the communion.
Sure.
Because there are some, such as the Roman Catholics, that will tell you that the grape juice and the cracker actually is blood and skin.
Transubstantiation with
something. I don't know. I'm not a Catholic. I don't know the phrase.
Right. It's magic.
But then,
priest magic that turns crackers and grape juice into blood and body.
Methodist and Baptist will tell you that the cracker and grape juice symbolize the blood and the flesh.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me.
So one other thing about Masons, besides you have to believe in a god, you also have to be a man, do you not? Like, there's a separate club for women, but they're not allowed into the Masons specifically.
It's called a fraternity for a reason.
Yeah, that's accurate. There are some kind of groups that do exist that are kind of like clandestine Masonic organizations who have access to kind of like the philosophy and who operate that have women, and that's fine.
So tell me then, the Order of the Eastern Star. Now this is one of those things that's going to make the conspiracy theorists go off their rocker. I mean, they did choose the pentagram, the inverted pentagram, for their symbol. And this is the Order of the Eastern Star is essentially the Masonic club for women, and that's generally what it is, as I understand it. And it's pretty clearly a pentagram, right? So is that just one of those things where they picked it and they didn't realize?
No, who would have think that this is a problem?
Yeah, how'd that happen?
You know, unfortunately, I'm not a member of the Order of the Eastern Star.
Hmm.
I can say for sure that there are no kind of like pentagrams in Masonry.
Hmm.
I don't really know what the ladies do.
Do you guys get together for group sex?
like a Eyes Wide Shut type orgy scenario?
I don't want to know about your movie consumption. I'm asking about other people.
The answer is no.
Okay.
The answer is no.
So it doesn't sound like
a freaking weird movie that was.
I haven't seen it.
Never saw it.
Don't.
I'm a huge Stanley Cooper fan, so.
Yeah. Smoke a lot of pot and watch it, maybe.
So people who are interested, what you would say is that people who are interested in service-oriented community club of some sort, men who believe in God of some sort, are the ones who can be a Mason. Now, to be a Mason, do you have to know a Mason? How do you, like, seek it out?
Yeah, it's like being a vampire, I think.
No. So, what I did, actually, is I just went into Google, looked for lodges in Houston, which is where I live in Texas, and went over to the lodge when they had a meeting and said, hey, my name's Steven. I want to learn more about you. And
that's how I joined the fire department.
There you go.
Good story, Steven. Thanks for clearing some of that up for us. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. They're totally free. And those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours, we give it away. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we are going to Texas, Mark, again.
Yeah, if you're interested in the future of Bitcoin and peer-to-peer economy, you can head on over to the second annual Bitcoin conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on March the 28th and 29th and hang out with us and lots of other great speakers. And, of course, there'll be great exhibits and an opportunity to do some networking as well as hosting. And I think this is the most exciting part of the Texas Bitcoin conference because there's no conference that does this. Anything like this, the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. So
$1 million.
Right. I mean, if you're doing what Bitcoin's about is the people that create the new technology.
That money's going to fund the ideas that come out of the hackathon, right?
Sure. So,
so if somebody comes up with a really winner, awesome Bitcoin futuristic kind of idea, they could get funded.
They will get funded if they win.
Right.
Right? And they're
and
likely to win.
Winners, aren't they?
There were last year, but that doesn't mean that there necessarily will be this
That's
year.
That's true. We're not in charge of the contest, so I don't know.
But what is fascinating, Bitcoin's about the technology. It's about the technological innovation. If you're going to have a Bitcoin conference and you're not going to have a hackathon, this is the only $1 million hackathon.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to have a hackathon, you don't have a conference.
Hmm.
It's like having a basketball conference and having no professional basketball players there. I mean, this is what it's about. So please come out and hang out with us. You go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get the tickets. You just use coupon code FTL. You'll get $25 off the $150 ticket.
Good price.
Yep, it's a great price. It's very affordable for these kind of conference events. But not only that, the Texas Bitcoin Conference will also donate $25 to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase when you use the code. So you're getting an amazing price on a great event. And you're also helping out Sean's Outpost with their outreach and assistance to the homeless. It's Free Talk Live. We were there last year. It's going to be great. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets and be part of the future.
Okay, you can talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. We just finished the conversation about the Masons, which there's a group of people out there that believe that they're evil Satanists, and then there's the others who say they're just some good guys in the community. They're people who want to help the community, and they're not bad people. They're just, they have some secrets because it's their club, and they're certainly free to have secrets. So you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Here is the news about the Silk Road. I've been teasing it throughout the night tonight, and then coming up, Daryl will be telling us about how the Ross Ulbricht trial, which is kicking off tomorrow morning, could affect the entire internet, and that sounds pretty serious. But first, from Vice.com, who, by the way, as I understand it, are attending the Silk Road trial. From what I've heard, there's not a whole lot of major media that seems to be interested in, and I shouldn't call it the Silk Road trial, the Ross Ulbricht trial.
I was about to correct you on that, because I saw a post on Facebook earlier today that said, please stop calling it the Silk Road trial.
Yeah, it was Jim Babb, I think.
Because you're essentially doing the prosecution's job for them by making the connection that they are alleging.
Yes, okay. It hasn't been proven yet that Ross Ulbricht was in charge of the Silk Road, but that will certainly be what the prosecution is trying to prove come tomorrow morning. So here's the news from Vice.com. This just published yesterday. A new anonymous online drug market has emerged, but instead of using the now famous or now infamous Tor network, it uses the little-known I2P alternative. Silk Road Reloaded launched today and is only accessible by downloading the special I2P software or by configuring your computer in a certain way to connect to I2P web pages called EIP sites, and which end in the suffix .i2p. So if, for instance, you wanted to go to the Silk Road Reloaded site, you would go to silkroadreloaded.i2p. Now,
that's kind of neat. That's a lot easier to get to than
Tor. Well, right. The Tor sites, that was what I was about to explain, is you can't just give a Tor site over the airwaves, because the Tor website is like,
It's just a bunch of letters.
Road.375Q7.
Sometimes within a Tor address, you can see a word, But then there's always some jumbles of letters. So, like, you know, the Silk Road, the newer Silk Road site on Tor is, they actually have the word reloaded in their site name, but yep. then it's UDJTJBXR. And, you know, nobody can remember that stuff. So kudos to the I2P guys for making memorable addresses. But you still have to go through a setup process to, you know, get the I2P thing working. Now, it's not just the switch to I2P that marks a change, whereas the original Silk Road and its successor Silk Road 2.0 exclusively accepted Bitcoin, the new Silk Road Reloaded will process transactions in other cryptocurrencies by converting them into Bitcoin through the site's built-in wallet. They include a non-coin, which, as the name suggests, is a more anonymity-focused cousin of Bitcoin. Darkcoin is also listed, which last November became an acceptable form of currency on Nucleus, a Tor marketplace. And you can also use Dogecoin, the meme-inspired altcoin, as well as the more established Litecoin. In all, 8 different altcoins are accepted, with others slated to join soon. The administrators say on the site they're open to suggestions on other coins to use and will consider it if you contact them. The administrators of online markets have typically made their money by taking a small slice of the profits from those selling drugs on the site. Silk Road Reloaded does the same, but it will also take a 1% conversion fee whenever an altcoin is converted into Bitcoin on the site, and they do require that all coins be converted into Bitcoin. I have taken the time to get I2P working on the studio computer here and then log into the new Silk Road Reloaded. So I have actually been to the site. There's nothing there.
So for all has been purchased.
For all of the publicity that this new site has gotten so far today.
It's the name.
Yeah.
There are sites where you could go purchase drugs at this point. Silk Road spawned a lot of them. It's just somebody decided I'm going to continue to use this name.
Right. Now, according to a message on the site posted yesterday, quote, all functions are completely enabled and fully functional. Sample data is being removed. Current vendors, your products will show shortly. Thank you for making the site launch a success. At the time of writing, it appears the listings are placeholders with no concrete details on what is actually being sold. These have been listed by SysAdmin, and judging by the announcement on the site, this will change shortly, being replaced by real products. On the list of products, I found a total of 6, and of those 6, some of them were still listed by SysAdmin. So it looks like a kind of a rough start for the Silk Road Reloaded, and you're right, Mark, they're getting attention just because they've slapped the term Silk Road on this what appears to be, you know, not quite ready for prime time site, at least, you know, thus far. It would have seemed like they could have made a more softer launch, maybe gone out and posted links to the different forums of the black markets that already exist and try to stir up news that way.
Well,
and then
maybe they
get
tried
Vice.
That and somebody from, you know, Vice caught wind of it.
Could be.
And said, hey, let me write about
it. But it's
this.
Not just Vice. This is popping up in a lot of different places. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to flip a switch and tonight a bunch of listings will go
I'm not
up,
questioning their marketing on this one at this point. I think it'd be better to have more stuff when you come out of the gate. But what the concern is that I think people aren't going to adopt it right away. They want to see what's going on because these sites, at this point, it's been alleged that, was it Silk Road 3.0 was actually set up by the by government
2.0.
Agents?
Well, Silk Road 2.0, according to the government's indictment of Blake Benthal, was infiltrated before it even started by an agent. So, obviously, a lot of people are reticent to continue on with the Silk Road franchise, so to speak. 855, 450, free. More coming up.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides a essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's me, Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com where you can enjoy the features totally free. Mark, you're going to be traveling down to Mexico again shortly.
That's right. I'm going to Acapulco this time for Anarchapulco. And what it is Jeff Berwick. This is the guy behind the Dollar Vigilante. He's billing Acapulco as the new Liberty destination. And I want to see it for myself. I figure... And Acapulco is the event that's the perfect time to go take a look. Speakers include, of course, Jeff Berwick and Angel Clark, who's recently moved down there, but also Roger Veer, who we had on the show recently, last week, talking about, what was the topic? I can't remember it. Something to do with Bitcoins,
what,
right?
Roger?
Yes.
What he was talking about on our show?
Yes.
About he can't get into the United States because the U.S. bureaucrats are telling him that he can't have a visa, even though he's given the U.S. government over $300,000 recently. Huh. Their excuse, Mark, is that they believe that he is going to try to stay here as an illegal immigrant.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nutty folks.
Even though he's gone through the process of renouncing his citizenship, which is why he has to get a visa in order to, if he's going to come in, he has to get a visa to do that, to come in legally. So he's gone through this ridiculous, arduous process and expensive and time-consuming process of renouncing citizenship, and they're claiming that now he's going to want to come and live here illegally. I mean, it's just crazy.
That is. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there have been court rulings that basically say once you renounce your U.S. citizenship, you cannot return to the United States.
If you renounced it to avoid taxes.
Yes.
And he's paying his taxes.
He's paid everything.
Well, not everything, but he's paid a good chunk of it. He's paying down.
I wouldn't pay him anything if they didn't give me a visa.
Yeah.
Screw you people, I'm not going back. You can't put me in jail. Like, this makes no sense.
It's crazy.
If you come back and you act like you're going to stay, we're going to make sure you stay in one of our jails. It's insane. Also, guests include Cody Wilson, the creator of the printable gun, Nima V, the rapper, Objectivist Girl, our own Objectivist Girl, Luke Rudkowski, Dania Martin, the unschooling queen, Ernie Hancock, and many more. And so what more reason do you need to go to Acapulco in February? This is going to be, for those of you up north, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's going to be awesome. Hotels are a reasonable rate, and tickets are less than $100 if you register by Christmas. Whoops, that's some old copy. I guess they've gone up a bit. They're still not terribly expensive. There are workshops all during the week ahead of time, but the action really heats up on the weekend. So it's February 27th through March the 1st. And I'm excited about the unschooling workshop that they're going to have there during the week. Go take a look at the schedule. See what works for you. It's anarchapulco.com. It's the new Liberty destination, anarchapulco.com.
All right. Back to your calls and thoughts. Glenn, he's in Philadelphia, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Glenn.
Yes. Hello, guys.
Welcome.
Yeah, calling about the Freemasonry thing, the fellow who was just on, I mean, I find it kind of amazing for him to say that he, you know, here in the U.S., people can progress to the 32nd degree of Freemasonry, like, over a weekend. Would represent, my grandfather was a 32nd Freemason in Shriner, okay. My father's third degree Blue Lodge, spent a lot of time, you know, studying the backgrounds of this stuff. And if he hasn't read Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, he doesn't really know anywhere near the whole story of how the thing works. And
are the Freemasons the same as the Masons?
Yeah, they're called the Scott. Well, yes, they call them Masons. They have in the U.S. it's the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. In Britain, it's more the York Rite. Now, there are all these different, you know, subdivisions. And the way Freemasonry functioned in the, you know, the bulk of the 20th century was very different, apparently, than how it works now, because their roles are way down. During the 40s and 50s and stuff, they had vibrant youth organizations. The boys' group was called the Demolay, and the girls' group was called the Rainbow Girls. The adult women's group was the Eastern Star. And, you know, they're way more middle class, working class, you know, members of these larger groups. And each different level, each different degree has its own handshake. You learn certain things. Each has its own horrific swearing-in oath. I mean, the initial first-degree oath when you become a Mason, you've heard the term hoodwinked. Well, it involves, you know, weird stuff like the guy winks at you and pulls a hood over your head, puts a noose around your neck. One of your pant legs is rolled up and one side of your breast is laid bare. And then you're led, having been hoodwinked, you're then led down the, you know, path, and you go through this oath, this horrific oath where you swear that if you ever divulge anything, you know, your head should be cut off and be buried in the rough sand of the sea. And, you know, with each degree level, the oaths get more horrific and crazy.
And just to be clear, you learned this from reading Albert Pike's book?
Reading a variety of different, you know, you can read, you know, there's Albert Pike's book. That's just one. That's Morals and Dogma of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. There are all kinds of other books written about Masonry. There are all kinds of works by Manly P. Hall.
So what you're saying is, so just to be clear, what you're saying is the people who've called this show who claim to be Masons are lying, that
they're feeding you the easy go, oh, yeah, we're just a bunch of nice guys. But, you know, look, my father, for every year when I was a kid, mm-hmm. in the 60s, they'd have the Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers circus come around as a fundraiser for, and what's funny is there's a lot of astrology in Freemasonry.
Okay.
And even in a three ring circus, there's a lot of astrology, but they would sponsor this three ring circus. The Clyde Beatty Coles would come around, they'd earn money.
What kind of astrology is there in a three ring circus? What kind of astrology is in a three ring circus? Because I've been to several three ring circuses, and I didn't realize the Satanism was floating around there.
Precisely. Seriously, because you work the legend. Look up, Google it sometime. I'm not going to go into it, but, like, you know, the rings representing orbits and stuff like that, and the tent and the sky and all that kind of stuff. Believe it or not, it sounds goofy, but I just, it's no coincidence that they sponsored
the So basically, surgery. Let me see if I can boil this down.
They have Shriners Hospitals for children to this day, where they were especially known for doing liver fixators fixators for lengthening bones for children with short limbs, short legs and stuff.
I thought the Shriners were known for burn victims.
The big thing they were known for here in Philadelphia when they had the hospital on the boulevard, which since now moved down into the city, was, because I was a nursing student, I went there and I saw them, you know, with several of the Elizaroff fixator patients.
Now, are you going to say, are you saying the Shriners are bad guys too, or just the Masons?
I'm saying, there's good and, there's good and bad mix. But look, if you read in Albert Pike, who was a Civil War Confederate general who was basically the Pope of American Freemasonry. A statue of him stands in Washington, D.C., not far from the humongous Freemasonic Temple in D.C., which is right down near the Capitol area. And here in Philadelphia, we have a Masonic temple directly across Broad Street, a huge monolithic granite cathedral-type thing right across from City Hall. It's not a coincidence that these huge Masonic facilities exist right next to the buildings and the seats of a government, okay?
Well, the government, there were a lot of Masons that established this country. I mean, that's absolutely a true statement. But there were a lot of Christians. There were a lot of Christians that established the country, too. So that in and of itself is not an
election. But I'm just saying it's established that they're not some, you know, powerless fraternity of guys who like to do beer and pizza.
Churches across the street from the government's buildings, too.
Right, no, but I'm just saying there's a lot of power involved here. And, I wouldn't say that the power has waned, but I would suggest that, like, it seems to me like in the 20th century, there was a lot more, keeping a much broader social involvement, you know, the youth groups, the, you know, more people in the different degrees and stuff working work through. The groups are much smaller, and it just seems to me that they're smaller, like, and more elite now. You know, you're more likely to find them.
Well, this guy said he just walked into their meeting. I mean, he said he just walked in. It doesn't sound very elite to me.
So if you seek them out, you know, there's like you during the fire coming, but they don't necessarily, the youth organizations are practically non-existent. I mean, I knew one guy in DMLA when I was growing. My father had numerous.
So basically,
friends,
it's a he said, she said thing. You know, there's like the people who are the conspiracy theorists. Thank you, Glenn, for your call tonight. There are people who you know, say things about the, for whatever reason, my phone software is not working right now. So I'd like to ask the board op to take care of dropping the call for me. Thanks for the call, Glenn. I appreciate that.
Well, the reading on this is like the internet. You can find out whatever you want to find out.
Yeah, what's the truth? Nobody really seems to know. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-509-1075. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debt and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-509-1075. That's 1-800-509-1075. 1-800-509-1075.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the normal toll-free line that we give out typically is broken at the moment. You cannot call the toll-free number. You will have to, if you would like to participate at this point, you'll have to contact us via Skype at username lrn.fm, or you can use our alternate New Hampshire number, which is 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105, and we will get you on the air here. So that's why we've got kind of like a decentralized setup here. If the network's phone system goes down, we've got our own phone lines right here in our studio in Keene, New Hampshire. So we've still got plenty of options for you to dial in. 603-435-1105. The discussion has gone on to the Masons here tonight, and it seems like the perspectives are twofold. There's two sides. There's one that says the Masons are just an innocent group of guys who gets together for fraternal purposes, and they go out and they do service jobs. You know, they'll go and work at the local food kitchen or something like that. They'll do some sort of service-oriented things in the community, and that they're just a bunch of good guys looking to help the community. The other perspective that we've now heard from a couple callers on is that they're Satanists and they're evil, and that they
read the thing written by Albert Pike.
Albert Pike, who apparently was involved in the Masons at some point in the past, a long time ago, and he says there's a bunch of stuff you can read, and that's just the thing. There's a lot of speculation, there's a lot of claims out there, and you can't really verify this stuff unless, I guess, you go ahead and become a Mason, right? And then, of course, then you're sworn to secrecy on certain things, and so if you reveal that, will they cut your head off? I don't know. What happens if you break their vow of
secrecy? Are
there
a lot of Masons that have gotten their heads cut off? Because the information, you know, information's all out on the internet, right?
I don't know if the information is all out on the internet. I would imagine that some of this stuff is still kept behind closed doors.
I'm skeptical of anybody who makes these the claims that, you know, some organization that's got a sign on the street, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can drive down the street and you can see there's a Mason Lodge there.
Yep.
Those aren't the Satanists. Satanists don't hang their sign out on the street. You can't find them in the Yellow Pages. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that are really chopping heads off of people and doing weird incantations? Come on. I mean, if you're falling for this line of bull, I mean, I just don't get it.
Yeah, remember the Heaven's Gate group that, you know, they castrated themselves and killed the porters and killed themselves to go catch a comet. They didn't have a sign out front that said suicide cult.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a sign out front that said Heaven's Gate. You just had to know, you know, go through that house and wear, you know, all black and, like, you know, Nike shoes or whatever. You had to know, like, you know, they weren't advertising.
So I think that, you know, the Masons, because they have the secrecy aspect, does get
people
curious.
It just drives people bananas.
Yeah.
If I said I've got a, you and I, Ian, have a secret that we've written down on a piece of paper, and it's in our filing cabinet here in the studio. This is an accurate statement. We have a contract between you and I, an agreement to do business.
It's not really a secret, though.
But we have it. It's, what's on it is a secret, essentially.
Not really. I mean, I've told people what I pay you.
Yeah, but what, pay me?
Well,
I get the majority of the money that comes in.
You bring the check.
Who works for whom here, buddy?
I cut you the majority of the check. That's not a secret.
Right, but, like, the details of the percentage.
It was 90%
of days.
Yes.
And all of these other things. Yeah. Like, you know, every word of the contract is not available for public scrutiny.
But so, it's not secret. Well, I mean, if somebody really wanted to know.
What, they get bust in? What would you do? Anybody who really wants to know, I'm not going to tell because it's none of their business, right? Like, if we were having a conversation, I might tell people what our arrangement is, but yeah. I would prefer not to just share my business all over the street.
If you would tell someone, then it's not a
secret. If it hasn't been told, then it is still a secret. And there are aspects of the contract that have not been told. I'm only trying to give a GD example, you pedantic moron! All right, so there is a contract that
I missed you. Oh, he's yelling already.
There is a secret in the drawer.
He did have caffeine.
A little bit.
Oh, he did. What did he drink? The Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
An entire can of Dr. Pepper.
23 flavors
of
caffeine.
You have enabled him tonight, Daryl. Shame on
you. I didn't sell it to him.
He didn't.
Oh, okay. You told him where to get it, though, because he asked you. If you knew where it was.
Yeah.
Because you had one, and you told them where. So, pretty much the enabler.
There's a secret in the drawer. If there's a secret, somebody is going to be bothered by that secret.
Yeah, sure.
And that's what the problem is here. What you have is a group of people that want to do good in their community.
Allegedly.
Do good in their... They're hanging a sign out, okay? I can't believe...
May not be the only thing they're hanging.
I cannot believe that a group of... murderous sacrificers have a sign out on Main Street.
Did you learn that word from George Bush? No, it's sacrificers.
I don't know. It's just, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. If there's a secret society, and I believe there are secret societies, and I may even believe there's secret societies to kill people for kicks, it isn't the Masons.
The military. Wait, that's not a secret.
Not a secret.
Not a secret. Then I don't think they do it for kicks. I think they do it because
some of them do.
Certainly, there are people that are murderous that join the military. As a matter of fact, I was at Starbucks one time talking to a kid who was going to join the military. This has been years ago, and he said, it's great. You can go and kill people and not get in trouble for it.
Yeah. So there you go.
I'd be far more worried about that.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we were talking a moment ago about the Silk Road, this new I2P version of the Silk Road. So right now there are two sites claiming to be the Silk Road. There's the one on the Tor anonymizing system, which is called Silk Road 3.0, but that also has the word reloaded in the Tor onion name. And now there's this new one, which literally just launched yesterday or something, called Silk Road Reloaded, available over I2P. According to Vice.com, they say the catalog lists many of the things we've come to expect from an online marketplace, including drugs, counterfeit money and IDs, hacking tools, and fake clothing. Notably absent are weapons and stolen credit card details, something which some Tor sites, such as Evolution, now sell in abundance. This line, which is interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't realize there was a site out there now selling weapons, this Evolution site. Tried to get on it today, but it wasn't working, which sometimes happens with Tor. Anyway, this lack of...
I have to say it makes me nervous, these ideas of all these really crazy weapons being available, but I guess they're available already.
Well, I don't know what crazy weapons are available, so that's why I'd like to go and log into the site and just kind of see what's out there.
Grenade launchers, things like that disturbs me.
Have you been on the site? You've seen that's what they have?
I'm just imagining.
You're speculating, then. So that's why
they're probably not selling a battleship.
Well, obviously not. Yeah, it has to be something you can ship in the mail. And as I understood it, back when Silk Road launched its... sister site, which didn't last for very long. God, what was it called? The Armory.
The Armory.
There were hardly ever any listings on there. And one of the tricky things about selling these guns was that it was risky to send a gun in one package, so they would be like disassembled or something like that, and then sent individually in several different packages. At least that's what I heard. I don't know if that was true or not. So, the lack of weapons and stolen data may be due to the site owner's apparent political beliefs. It appears the site owner subscribed to the same libertarian motivations that inspired the original Silk Road. Quote, "Who are we? Ones who care about true freedom, self-ownership, and self-possession. Yes, believe it or not, you own yourself," unquote, says the site. It goes on, saying, what exactly does this mean? Many things. But first and foremost, we nor anyone else has the right or privilege to tell you what to do with your person on any level, except and unless you cause harm to someone's property or person. We created this to allow the most basic of human activities to incur unimpeded, that being trade. It's not only a major disruption of progress, but it's an interference to control someone to the degree that their free will is compromised. We may not be able to stop this, but we certainly won't contribute to it. Enjoy the site. Naturally, the Silk Road Reloaded has its own forum as well. At the moment, there isn't a single posting, but it seems to function normally. I contacted the owners of the site using the inbuilt, this is the article at vice.com, using the inbuilt messaging system, but haven't yet received a reply. I wanted to ask why they had made the switch from I2P, or rather to I2P, from Tor, to speculate the recent tide in security worries about Tor may have contributed to this move.
I'll bet.
Even if those worries were ultimately unjustified and Tor remains robust. Although both Tor and I2P are anonymity networks, there are some key differences. One of those differences is the greater degree of decentralization that I2P offers. According to the I2P website, Tor takes the directory-based approach, providing a centralized point to manage the overall view of the network, as well as gather and report statistics, as opposed to I2P's distributed network database and peer selection. What the hell that means, I don't know. But the I2P software...
I certainly don't.
Maybe there's like a tech listener out there who could call and explain to us
this
why.
This never goes well. Rarely goes well.
Do you have an explanation?
When you have to ask the tech guy to call in and explain the differences.
But I want the explanation to be understandable in like English terms.
Right, and
most
tech guys don't know how to explain it in regular terms that a normal person understands.
Well, I'm asking for help here, so if anybody can explain it,
take your shot at it.
In easily understandable terms, feel free. But decentralized sounds good, right? Like, we like that. Yes. So and also, maybe the I2P thing wasn't made by the government. That might be a good thing.
Yeah,
I don't know
about
I2P, but I've heard Tor was made by DARPA. There's more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.